Ron, we've been praying for Ron Bradley. He's had some medical issues, and he just needs a miracle healing at this point. We have a prayer request for Freddie to stay sober and keep doing well. Viola Romero is in ICU with a bad infection, and she started a spike of fever yesterday. Jerry and Patsy Wells are both experiencing health problems, and Wesley Conway is having a procedure in Oklahoma City today.
Amen. We'll pray for these needs this morning. Dearly Father, we come before you, Lord, today. We lift up every need and every request before you, Lord. We know that you're able, Lord, to do all things. And Lord, this morning we pray for Ron. Lord, we pray, Lord, for a miracle healing within his life. Lord, I just pray that you'd minister today. Lord, whatever he is needing, Lord, I pray that you'd minister, Lord God. I pray that you would do, Lord, your touch. We pray for Freddie today. Lord, we just pray that you continue to minister to him, lead him and guide him, Lord. I pray that you'd give him, Lord, all that he needs. Encourage him, Lord. I pray, Lord God, as he's continuing, Lord, to stay sober and to do good, Lord, I just pray that you'd just put right people, Lord, within his pathway. Lord, I just pray that you continue, Lord, to lead him and guide him on paths of righteousness. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Viola today as she is in ICU, Lord God, battling this infection. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that the fever will go down. Lord, we're just praying that you would just minister, Lord God, a divine touch. Enter into that hospital room, Lord, where she's at today. Minister, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we pray for Jerry. We pray for Patsy, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for their health today. We pray, Lord, as they battle, Lord, we know that you are able, Lord, to do all things, that you are the healer. By your stripes, we are healed, we are made whole, we are restored. And, Lord, we claim that this morning. Lord, we pray for Wesley, Lord, as he goes through this procedure in Oklahoma City today. I just pray that all goes well. Lord, I just pray that you would overshadow it, oversee it. Lord, there's so many that are hurting today. There's so many, there may be even those that are listening today that just need a new hope, need a new revelation, Lord, within their life. I pray that you'd minister to them today, Lord. I pray that you'd uplift them, encourage them, Lord. I pray that you would reveal your goodness to them, Lord. We just thank you today for answered prayers. We thank in advance for these healings today. We just know, Lord, that you're going to bring forth a great testimony in and through each and every one of these situations. And we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church, 18304 East 1140 Road.
When we come back, we have a few more prayer requests that came in. I'm just going to hand you my phone so that you can pray over these needs.
Sure. Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, once again, Lord, asking for prayers, Lord, asking, Lord God, for you to move and minister, Lord God, in these prayer requests, in these needs today. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for Brother Roger today. Lord, I pray for a divine touch and divine healing, Lord, within his body. We know that he's been battling, Lord. We know the reports, the news, but Lord, we're just going to continue to believe, Lord, and turn to you, Lord, in your report that you have. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for every situation, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just continue, Lord God, to show yourself faithful, Lord God. And we continue, Lord God, just to praise you in all things. Some of the hardest things that we have to do, Lord God, is to praise you, Lord, in the situation, Lord God. But we have our faith in you, Lord God, and we know in whom we serve. And Lord, I just pray that you continue, Lord, to be with every need, every situation, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, just to move and to minister, Lord God. We're thankful, Lord God, that we have you to call upon in times of need. In Jesus' name, amen. praise the Lord.
Did you pray for Lisa Taylor?
Lisa Taylor, what?
The one above it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. I was.
Okay. Lisa. Yeah, we lift up Lisa today. Lisa Taylor, Lord, in our prayers today, Lord God, as she goes in, Lord, for this test, Lord, today. We pray, Lord, for good reports. Lord, we just pray that you would just be, Lord God, with the physicians, with the doctors, Lord God. We just put everything, Lord, in your hands today, Lord God. We turn it all over to you today, Lord God. We know that all things work together for the good of those that love you, Lord God. And we trust you in all things today. Lord, we're looking, Lord, for the goodness of God to come out, Lord, of these needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Barbara's in Fort of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has...
It's not time to go yet, y'all. We ain't done. I'm still hungry. I know. We've got a new outro, so it's okay. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Chasten Music. His title for this morning is Be the Light. Before you get back into your message, sir, would you be so kind and share information about your church, location, and anything else you would like the people to know?
Absolutely. We are Gateway Church here in Elk City, and we are a mile and a half west of Tractor Supply. They're on just the north side of the road. The physical address is 4227 West 3rd Street here in Elk City. Church phone number is 580-225-4646. And we're just a loving church that loves people. And we love sharing the goodness of God and the truth. And a lot of exciting things happening, lots of exciting things unfolding for 2023 already. We've been in revival. We started Revival Sunday. It's going to go through Wednesday night. And so powerful services Sunday, Monday night. It's again tonight at 6:30. So I encourage you to come out and be a part. Doug Eccles always brings a powerful word. And he was going to be with me here this morning. He had some other obligations to take care of this morning. And so he was not able to be here with me. But he does a lot of missions work all around the world. Feeding children, water wells, sharing the gospel. Even there in, I believe it was India, Haiti or India, a population of 100,000 people. Mm-hmm. So imagine just one little area, 100,000 people, no fresh water at all, but one water well. And they were digging several places to find water. And everywhere they dug, there was no water. But the church there, they said, you know what, we're gonna dig a hole and dig a well right there at the church, and they found a well that was deep enough with the freshest of water. And so every one of 100,000-mile population has to go to the church to get their water. And 24 hours a day, there's people lined up just to get fresh water. So Muslims, Hindus, all different religions, they have to go to the church to get the water. When they get there to get the water, they're also getting the message
of
Jesus. So exciting things happening. Encourage you to come out, listen to Brother Doug. It's going to be a great, great night. Our service time, Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., Wednesday night, Bible engagement at 6:30. And so if I'd ever want to come out, and we are stronger when we come together.
Amen. I caught Sunday evening on Facebook. Man, that was good.
Yes.
The worship was amazing. The word was amazing. It was awesome sauce.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Be the light.
Be the light. That's what we're talking about today. Just being the light, being all that we've been called to be with Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's not about what we're able to do on our own, our skills, our ability, but it's what Christ continues to do on the inside of us, just being that willing vessel. He says, if you're willing, if you're obedient, if you're willing to go all in, then I'm willing to do great things on the inside of you, and that's his light shining through us. And that's what people need today. They need to see, you know what, I need that hope, I need that joy. I need that encouragement. They need to see the glow of Jesus on the inside of us. And so we've got to ask ourselves, what are we doing with the light that's been placed on the inside of us? Many times, you know, we go through the motions. We read the scriptures. We study it for ourselves. We go to church. We do all of these religious things, and we know that's right, and it's powerful. Those are important things, but there's so much more to it. What are we doing with all the information? What are we doing with all that God has given to us? These are the things that need to be dispersed out.
Amen.
These are things that need to flow from deep, from within us, on the inside of us. We all have something, saved and born again. We have something on the inside of us that needs to flow out. I think this is the time in the hour that we need to let the living Word and Jesus Christ flow out of our lives into the lives of other people. Just how John the Baptist, how John the Baptist was a forerunner for Jesus Christ. He was the one that was going to speak and witness and talk about the light that was coming. Who is this light? It is the light of Jesus Christ. If you go and study John the Baptist, he is a man that is saying, who is this man? You know, coming out of a wilderness, you know, camel hair, you know, eating wild honey and locusts and all these things. But he was a forerunner for Jesus, speaking of the light. And I think there's many people that God's going to start drawing from, pulling people out of the wilderness.
Come on.
We've all been in the wilderness. But powerful things happen in the wilderness. Yes. He's going to start pulling people out of the wilderness to start speaking of the light, speaking of what Jesus Christ has done in doing within their life. And I believe that we're really going to see it. That's what we've been called to do. We've been called to also be a witness to the light on the inside of us, the change on the inside of us. My wife gave me this statement. I don't know who said it and stuff, but I used it. And it's powerful. It says, a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. And so we have the flame, we have the fire, we have it all burning in us. But when we transfer it over to someone else, our candle still stays. That flame does not lose anything, doesn't lose its density and everything. It just transfers to another. And so I want to share another passage of Scripture, one of my favorites. And it's really going to be our statement vision scripture for 2023, but it's one of my favorites. In Matthew chapter number 5, verses 14 through 16, this is just encouraging right here. It says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. And then verse 16, this is going to be our scripture. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so all the light, everything on the inside of us, everything that comes from in our life, it's going to be to glorify Jesus Christ. It's always going to bring glory unto the Lord. And so one of the last things that I want to share today, and then I'm Monica, share. I know she probably has some things to share this morning. But very important, the light that's been placed on the inside of us, we've got to do everything to our full ability to protect that light. We've got to protect that light. We must not let anything, any situation, burn out the light on the inside of us. It must become an eternal flame. There's flames all over the world. There's several, and they just continue to burn. They never burn out. Rain, snow, it doesn't matter the weather, doesn't matter the climate, they continue to burn day in and day out. And that's exactly what the light of Jesus has got to be on the inside of us, because he's an eternal flame. This word is an eternal flame. It's never going to go out. Scripture tells us that it's never going to go void. There's only going to be one thing that's going to be left. When everything's gone, when everything's destroyed, the word is still going to remain. The eternal flame is still going to be shining. But the question is, have we protected the flame enough in our life for it to keep burning eternally within our spirit? And so we've got to continue. There's several things, you know, making sure that we have our lives in place, that we have our lives in order. And there may be some listening today, you know what, I don't know, you know, there's a time I was on fire for Jesus, but I got away. Will he take me back? Yes. Is there still hope for that flame? You know, there may be just little bitty smoke signals coming from the flame now. It's been burnt out. There may just be just a little stub of a wick. But I want to tell you that God is still able to relight that flame. It just takes some trimming of the wick.
Come on.
I'm reminded of the ten virgins. Five wise, five foolish. Five said, you know what? I got enough to last. Got enough oil in the lamp. It's going to work out. It's going to be fine. But they were caught off guard when Jesus came. The other five said, you know what? We've got to go and we've got to gather more oil. We've got to make sure that this flame continues to shine and burn. And it goes through just trimming that wick. And so there may be some today that just need to be trimming the wick a little bit. Just get back into the word. New commitments, new focus, you know, rebuilding that relationship. That's trimming that wick. And get ready, because whenever you start trimming that wick, God's going to start lighting that flame once again. And what's even so powerful is whenever you start trimming that wick even more, usually the flame's even bigger than whenever it first started. And so,
amen.
That's the word today.
I was thinking, when you were saying that, I was thinking about, like, whenever you have a fire in the fireplace and you don't watch it for a while.
Yeah.
You don't attend it.
Yeah.
For a while, it kind of dies down a little bit. It
dies down.
And there's still some smoldering pieces of wood in there, you know.
Yeah.
That are still red hot.
Yes.
But the flame is gone. And I believe, as brothers and sisters in Christ, when we notice someone like that, we help them. You know, whenever you're got a fireplace and you got a fire going and it starts to go down, what do? You get your poker.
Yeah.
And you start stirring that.
Yes.
And I know.
Yes.
For me, sometimes at my mom's, and when my mom had her house in Garland, she had a fireplace. I would sit there. I love fires. I really like fires, y'all. They're so beautiful just to watch them dance, you know. And I would sit there and just stir it, move the logs around, you know, add more to it, and then go away for a little bit and then come back, and the flame's gone. And it's like, where'd the flame go? So I got to get that poker out, and I got to start poking them logs, you know?
Yeah.
And then every now and then, give it a good... Mm-hmm. Fan that flame.
Yes.
Blow on that flame.
Yes.
Fan it. And the fanning the flame is us coming in when we notice someone's flame dying out.
Yeah.
It is our duty as a brother and sister to be a good brother and sister, to come alongside and hook up together and say, it's going to be okay. God's got this. It's okay. Jesus is still with us. And speak, blow life. Speak life into them.
Yes.
Stir their fire. Poke them logs in there that are dying out.
Amen. Yeah. You know, just like we're talking about, stirring all that up. That's the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Stir up those gifts of the Spirit on the inside of you. I want to tell you, sparks will start flying.
Yeah.
And a great fire can start from just a spark.
And, you know, if we see someone who's totally lost their fire, I, for one, as a young girl, was just so in love with my Jesus. I loved going to church. I loved Jesus loves me, this I know. I love the Lord's army. You know, and whenever I came back to Christ, I completely turned.
Yeah.
I had adopted some BS, some belief systems that went against God. And I walked down that road until it came to a dead end,
yeah.
A brick wall. I mean, completely. And it's just a simple turning around in a repentance.
Yeah.
And repentance is more than... Let me say it again. Repentance is more than asking for forgiveness. It is receiving the correction, the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, that He puts inside of when we become a believer and we ask for salvation, when we ask the Lord to come in our life. It's more than asking for forgiveness. It's turning around. It is a turnaround.
Yeah.
It is turning from, and I know it's not always easy to turn away from. I know that. That's why we have the Holy Spirit inside us. We're just a vessel. We are an empty vessel.
Mm-hmm.
We're empty.
Yeah.
And the moment we ask Christ to be our Savior and we give our heart to Him, He then moves in.
Yeah.
He moves in. And as He goes in, as He moves in, He stirs it up on the inside. And then He brings correction, guidance, comfort.
Yeah.
He brings everything that we need for change, for turnaround. And if we stay sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, there's change.
Powerful.
I'm such a sissy for the Lord. What happened? I used to have a real heart of stone. I mean, my belief system, you know, was hardcore. And I didn't believe that it was for me because I had adopted some belief systems, some BS belief systems. I wasn't good enough. That was for them, not for me, because I've done too much. I've gone too far. I've crossed the line.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I was at. But God is so sweet.
Amen.
He continued to whisper, just come home. Just come to me. Come back.
Yeah.
Come back to me. Turn around. It's not too late. And then when you do make that turn, when you, it starts with making up your mind. It's a mind renewal. You have to be willing. Lord, let them hear this, please, for your glory. You have to be willing to lay down, set aside what you thought you knew.
Yeah.
What you think you know and what you thought you knew mm-hmm. about God. You have to be willing to set it aside and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and move.
Yeah.
And prune.
Absolutely.
Because I thought that he was this angry white bearded, white haired man sitting on a throne with lightning bolts with my name on them. I truly believed that. I was so terrified of God that I would not pray to God. I would only pray to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then one day he said something in my spirit that just burst a flame in me. He said, you know, I am God the Father. I am God the Son.
Yeah.
And I am God the Holy Spirit. So when you were praying to Jesus, you were, child, praying to me. And I just crumbled. I just melted. And I began to rejoice. And I had to clear that stinking thinking.
Yeah.
He's not this angry Zeus-looking man on a throne. He is a father standing there over his child with his hands extended.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Just come on. Like an infant, like a toddler learning to walk. When you have a baby, you have a daughter, a beautiful daughter.
Yes.
Whenever she was learning to walk, how did you and your beautiful wife, Miss Brooklyn, react and respond when she fell? I know y'all didn't stand there with the belt or a switch because she fell.
Nope, we were there to help her up.
Yep. And encouraged her to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's right.
Come to mom. Come to dad. That's what our Father God is doing. Just take Jesus' hand.
Yeah.
Take hold. And go.
Amen. That's good.
I didn't know where else. Yeah, I know where that came from. Yeah. That came from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Just keep rekindling that fire. You know, like we were talking about, don't get comfortable and complacent. There's many people who are just trying to warm up next to a lukewarm fire. They're trying to live off someone else's flame.
Mm.
But it's time that we rekindle the flame within our own self mm-hmm. and our own spirit.
Amen.
And be life-changing.
Amen.
Life-changing.
If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, if today you were to die, do you know where you would go? If you do not know where you would go, I want to encourage you just to pray this prayer. Father God, I've heard your word today. And I believe that you are God. And I believe your only son has died, rose again for me. Will you please come in my heart and be my Lord? It don't have to be fancy. It don't have to be long drawn out. It just has to be sincere from the heart. He sees your heart, and it is a matter of the heart for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today's your day. Invite the Holy Spirit to come live in you and give him permission to move within you. I pray and I hope that you pray that today. If you don't know if you were to die, where you would go. In Jesus' name. Any final words?
Final words.
Would just you like to pray to end this out?
Absolutely.
Do yep. you have a? Did I say that prayer right? Because I'm yeah. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a follower of Jesus. So.
There's no prayer is a prayer. There's no right and wrong prayer. Just sincerity from the heart. That was sincere from the heart. So, amen.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for your word today. We're thankful for your truth, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have the word. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway. It is our guide for life. Lord, I just pray this word goes forth today, Lord, that our listeners, Lord, are encouraged, uplifted to know, Lord, that you're still burning, Lord God, on the inside of each and every believer, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that that light becomes brighter and stronger than it ever has before. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for those that need a new change, a new way of life, Lord, a new way of direction, Lord. I just pray that you would just, Lord God, that they allow your light to come into their life and to change them, make them whole, Lord. For those that maybe the light's been burned out, Lord, I just pray that they get reconnected to you, rebuild that relationship, restore. Lord, I just ask today, Lord, that you would just encourage us. Lord, I pray that we're open to divine appointments to share your good news, your light, your love, your word to those around us, that they may see your goodness and love on the inside of us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our sweet brother, Pastor Chasten Music, y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.